Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today for part one of our two-part series is Iowa House Representative for District 23, Ray Sorensen. All right, Ray, what are some of the budget highlights that some of your constituents might want to know about?
I've got a couple areas of the budget that I tend to, I guess, stick my nose in a little bit more. As I said, on appropriations, the number one budget I keep an eye on is economic development budget. In that budget, we maintained our commitment of just over $366,000 to the recently enacted Butchery Innovation Fund, which is something I passed out of my policy committee, which is economic growth and information technology. But that program awards financial assistance to meat processing businesses, licensed custom lockers, and mobile slaughter units, and it's designed specifically for small businesses that employ 50 employees or less. Let's see, also in that budget, we maintained our commitment of $700,000 to the Empower Rural Iowa Fund to support the state's rural economies. We increased the appropriation to the Home and Community-Based Services Rent Subsidy Program that provides monthly rent assistance to Iowans on Medicaid to help them live successfully in their own homes. This actually saves the state money by avoiding higher cost of institutional-based care. This year's budget increased the appropriation from $215,000 to over $873,000. Also, another highlight of the budget was maintains the commitment of $500,000 to the housing renewal pilot program created last year to expand affordable housing across the state. Another one that I, tend to be interested in, another portion of the budget that I tend to get involved in is the RIF budget, or what it's the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund. And each year the RIF budget allocates money to spend on various infrastructure projects and programs. And this year's, I guess, high-level view of it would be $8.2 million for water quality, about $10 million plus $5 million one-time increase for the Renewable Fuels Infrastructure Fund, $250,000 for rural YMCA facilities, $10 million for community attraction and tourism grants, a new appropriation of $6.5 million for the Destination Iowa Fund, $200,000 increase to a total of $700,000 for the regional sports authorities, a new project for, $750,000 went to On With Life Brain Injury Facility in Polk City, a $5 million appropriation to the state park infrastructure, $9.6 million for lake restoration, $1.5 million for water trail grants, and another $2.5 million for public safety equipment fund. So that's another area of the budget that I really dive into. Overall, we don't spend more than we take in. We are very careful about budgeting in tax relief and making sure that we can afford that as a state. I think overall appropriations and the budget went well.
All right. And then looking over the session as a whole, what were some of the bills that you were happy got passed?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of the bills that I was happy to see get passed were the Rural Emergency Hospitals Bill, and I think that one's already been signed by the governor. We passed that bill and sent it to the Senate and established a licensure in Iowa for rural emergency hospitals. It was a priority of our caucus from day one, and, a rural emergency hospital is a healthcare facility that maintains 24-hour emergency room but does not include acute inpatient care. And establishes licensure in Iowa for this kind of healthcare facility, allows them to be more successful by receiving reimbursement from Medicare and Medicaid at a higher rate. That one was an important bill. Human trafficking penalties, and that one's been sent to the governor. That will increase penalties for people convicted of human trafficking and also enhances penalties for a person involved with trafficking a child under the age of 18. It also removes deferred judgments and suspended sentences for this crime. Human trafficking, especially a child, is one of the most heinous crimes, and it deserves to be met with the strictest of penalties in Iowa, and so I'm glad we got that one passed, sent to the governor. Another one that was important but may not have grabbed a lot of headlines was protecting against foreign animal diseases. Senate File 588 is the Ag and Natural Resources budget for fiscal year 2024, but that included in that was the protecting against foreign animal diseases. It increases the general fund appropriation to IDOLS for foreign animal disease by $250,000 to hire additional state veterinarians. Provides a $250,000 general fund appropriation to IDOLS and FAB program for disease outbreak depopulation equipment. Provides $250,000 general fund appropriation to facilitate the development of foreign animal disease vaccine, the Iowa Laboratory, and increases the general fund appropriation by $21,000 to the Iowa Livestock Health Advisory Committee to that raises the appropriation from $170,000 to over $191,000. So that one I saw is very important, especially since we've seen some of these outbreaks of bird flus and swine flus and so on. That one's just one of those good ones to get across. Another one that has already been signed by the governor was the property tax reform compromise agreement. And that provides property tax relief for all taxpayers by curbing the budget growth of local governments without discouraging economic development. It does this by lowering the growth rate used to determine spending and by consolidating, capping, and lowering certain levels. Those numbers will be lowered, delivering tax relief each year at an amount determined by the county's growth. It lays the groundwork for how to responsibly deliver even bolder reform in the future. The growth rate reductions outlined below sunset after 4 years, which allows two rounds of assessments for the legislature to analyze. It allows us to take another look at a couple rounds of this before then it requires future legislators to act further after the sunset. It provides direct and immediate tax relief for seniors and military veterans. For all Iowans 65 and older, it creates a new exemption on top of existing tax credits. This exemption will allow $3,250 for 2024 and $6,500 for 2025. It turns the current property tax credit for military veterans, which amounts to about $1,852, transforms it into a larger credit to provide an additional relief for Iowa veterans. This new military service property tax exemption will total $4,000. Altogether, this bill will provide over $100 million in property tax relief. That is $50 million for seniors, $7 million for veterans, and $43 million for all Iowans. One of the big things is it increases transparency by requiring tax bills to look more like an itemized receipt showing where your money is going. Certain levies outside of the new consolidated cap rate can be increased if approved by voters or voted upon by elected officials. This will increase transparency and levy increases. All elections for bonding must take place in November and require more notice to voters to ensure more Iowans are able to make their voices heard on it if it's a good use of their money. And, you know, while this may make it a little more difficult for local entities to pass bonds, the bill also increases the threshold for all bond amounts that must go to the voters by 30%. This threshold has not been adjusted for inflation for 30 years. We passed a different version in the House to have a bunch of different highlights, but I won't bore you with that because they ultimately didn't make it.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.